This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody. What's up? It's Joe Causey, Brooklyn Zone from CBS FM in New York.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And welcome. This is another outstanding edition of the Brooklyn Zone podcast. And this is episode number
21. We can buy it a drink, Joe.
21. Imagine that. And they said it wouldn't last after five. 21 episodes. I had people in Florida last week saying that they listened to this thing.
Now, you know who the people I want to meet are? The people that listen to us from Japan.
They may come in the summer. I'm trying to reach out to them. I'm just trying to use that Google Translator. Uh-huh. And it's like hard like to say forget about it in Chinese and Japanese. I tried it like three times. It didn't work. How was your week? I was away.
What else is new? You're always away. You're always living it up somewhere around the world.
No, I was not living it up, my friend. I was working very hard, too. Like 14, 15-hour days.
Yeah, doing what? Swimming with dolphins.
Swimming
going golfing.
With dolphins. Testing rides in Walt Disney World
and
Universal and feeding penguins and sea lions. It was a great time.
I love that in all of the videos on your Facebook of you being there, you're literally just as excited as a three-year-old would be in Disney World.
I love Orlando. I love Disney and Universal. I love rides. I went on every single ride in Universal.
Does it piss you off that in Universal, they got rid of the Jaws ride?
Yes.
Because I think that was the best one.
It was. It was a classic. But I did go on King Kong Skull Island.
Oh, that must be new.
It is new. It's nice, but I was expecting like something like over the top, and it really wasn't, you know, because I'm a King Kong freak. And I wanted to see like a big robotic King Kong like lift up my car and throw me on the other side of the park. But it doesn't happen like that. It's all animatronic, 3D,
yeah.
4D. Now they have 7D.
What does 7D do?
The animals come out and smack you, something like that. It's crazy. There's a lot of stuff going on. But it was a great time. I got a new love now from Florida.
What? Does your wife know?
No, not like that. I love golf now. I'm a golfer.
Oh, you're like our boss.
Yes.
And Scott Shannon.
Love it. Love it. Matter of fact, I want to set up a course time with me and Jim Ryan and Scott Shannon, and I want to whoop Scott's ass on the course.
What about Jim's, our boss?
I can't whoop his ass because he pays me.
I can't believe
what do you think, Luke?
You don't strike
look at Lewis. His eyes are like up in the air. What do you think? Impossibility?
I thought I knew you.
No.
You're a golfer now?
I love it. Love it. Bought a whole wardrobe and everything.
This is a lifestyle change.
Love it. Got pink socks, the whole nine yards.
Oh, no.
Did you do the whole cigar while you were golfing?
Oh, of course. I even had the cigar teeth that you stick in the ground and you rest your cigar on it.
Oh, God.
Love this in a big way. Drinking Fiji water on the course, the whole nine yards.
Did you see me in the Fiji
dress? Yes, I did, and we're going to talk about that, too.
You're going to become a demanding person now. You know that.
I love
this. You're going to start asking people to do things that they shouldn't be doing.
I'm not like that.
That's the golf lifestyle.
No. I'm a regular guy. I just have a new love under my belt.
Watch.
And the love is G-O-L-F.
Mm-hmm. Give it a couple of weeks. He'll have a caddy.
No. I don't want that. I want my own. I want a cart. I want a nice, beautiful carts out there.
Before the end of the year, he's going to say, I'm taking the podcast out on my own.
We should do that.
I'm a golfer.
We should
no,
do
No, meaning like, screw you guys.
No, I'm a golfer now. No. I love this now. I'm telling you.
Watch.
I got hooked.
So are we going to see you in like Diker Beach Golf Course now? Is that?
That's a little rough, that course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, he knows about courses now.
Yeah.
Standards are already that high.
The greens are kind of rough there.
Oh, you measure the greens.
No. I see the conditions of the greens. It's kind of rough, you know. That's a general population.
When I was little, a lot of kids used to go back there to have sex.
Really?
Yeah, in the Diker Beach Golf Course.
All the guys from school that you were hanging out?
Oh, my God.
You leave yourself open.
No. Just guys and girls. Not that there's anything wrong with guys.
So
guys
no more Diker Park for you. Now it's Clove Lake Park in Staten Island, right?
Yeah, that's right. And now
yeah.
my girlfriend, if
she's
she wants
moving?
To come see no, if she wants to come see me, If she wants to take a little trip on a Sunday afternoon to see my whole family,
right,
she has to pay $20.
What are you going to do? That's it. We live in a crazy city.
No, it's not crazy. The politicians who put that in place should be in jail.
That's right. It's crazy. It's the highest toll in the United States.
March 31st. Is
you know what pisses me off? You know what really grinds my gears, my friend? You can go from Brooklyn to Queens for free, right?
Yes.
You can go from Queens to Brooklyn for free. You can go from Brooklyn to Manhattan for free. You can get to any one of those other boroughs without paying, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do you have to pay from Brooklyn to Staten Island?
Right. The worst of all the boroughs.
It's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. And now they want to charge money when you go shopping in a store for plastic bags. They're going to charge you for plastic bags.
I wasn't part of the generation that grew up with
brown bags.
Yeah, brown bags were a thing, like before paper.
Brown bags were awesome.
I don't see how that could have ever worked, because how do you carry if plastic bags don't work,
because
sometimes it spills out the bottom of those, how the hell is paper going to work?
They were stronger, and you could reuse them and take your lunch home the following day. You know, to school.
Yeah, but in 3 years, some hippie's going to get offended by that, too, now. And they're going to say, we're going to get rid of these, and we're going to have some kind of, like, hemp-based one.
Some hippie. Listen to him.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
It's ridiculous. So they're going to charge, what, like 5 cents a bag or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, but where's that money going to anyway? Where's it going?
I think,
like, save the whales? Where's it going?
I think it's supposed to go to the schools.
I heard the trains. I thought that they were going
to... That's the tolls and the congestion pricing. That's all going to save the MTA.
Did you introduce Lewis?
To who?
To the people out there in the audience. You didn't do that.
You were the one that
You usually introduce Lewis.
Oh, okay.
I introduce you, and you introduce Lewis.
Well, we're on episode 21. If they don't know Louie by now, here he is. Louie, the producer from CBS FM.
Oh, it's about time.
And we
Scott
have
Shannon
this
in the
guy.
Morning. There's another guy.
He's
here.
Nameless.
He's got two computers.
I know. He looks very important.
He doesn't even need one. He
two MacBooks.
Two MacBooks.
Boot. Yeah.
That's like $4,000 in technology right there.
Well, he works for radio.com, your buddies.
Oh.
You know, they got the cash.
You work for radio.com?
I got a Google book I bought at Costco.
Wow.
I got a Chromebook. This guy's got two Macs.
You know what it is? They make so much money off of not putting intern Anthony in the title of Brooklyn's own podcast.
I was
every
in
week.
The title.
I know you were in. It looked like the Joe Causey memorial page because it was just Joe Causey.
So is this the guy that did this?
I don't know. Let's ask him. Let's give him a microphone.
He doesn't have. He's very shy.
Oh, he doesn't want to talk.
He doesn't want to talk. He'll just. You
but
could,
the interrogation could this could lead to something. Mm. Is your official job title in any way to type out anything that goes on to radio.com?
He wants to be nameless. Just yes or
he's
no.
He's shaking his head no.
Okay, no. Okay.
Do you know anyone who does this job?
No.
He doesn't know anything. He's lying. Yeah, he's
lying.
Full of it.
He's lying. I can tell by his eyes.
We'll pull his tongue out.
This guy's a bad poker player. Uh-huh. I can tell by his eyes.
Yeah, he's hiding behind his two MacBooks, smiling.
So have you talked to people who have been crossing the Verrazano with the toll?
Yes, I do. My girlfriend, and I have a lot of family that still lives in Brooklyn. People live other places. This is going to be ridiculous, but what we're not talking about is the fact that...
But we don't pay that.
No, but ours is going up, too. As a Staten Island resident, you're still going up. It's going up to $6.88. Staten Island to visit is not worth the 88 cents, never mind the $6.
What are you talking about? Don't say that about the island.
You're telling me that it's worth $6.88 to go over the bridge into bumper-to-bumper traffic and deal with the morons who drive.
Well, that's because you're taking that. But I know other ways. There's ways I've gone that you haven't gone yet.
You don't take the bridge?
No.
What do you, swim?
No, I go over the bridge, but once I get over the island, I'm bobbing around.
So
I'm going through parks. And
so my commute from over the bridge to my house is usually, if you go at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's about a 45-minute drive.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Lucky you don't live in California.
If I lived in California, I'd live close to my house in California.
Not really. Traffic in California is crazy.
It's still not worth $6.88.
It is worth. You got great views. You got wildlife at your doorstep. You've got great shopping.
Staten Island.
You've got They're making TV shows all over the island. I mean, it's a big thing.
Yeah,
you
got historic. Maiden Staten Island
have
was
you
really
gone
good.
To historic Richmond Town yet?
I've driven past it, and let me tell you something.
You should go and learn about the borough which you live in now.
The traffic laws in historic Richmond Town are also historic because it's always bumper to bumper traffic over there too.
Well, you have to slow down. There's a lot of history.
Yeah,
there.
That's the other the morons that are sightseeing, like they haven't passed it 15,000 times.
These are cultural people that want to know about where they live.
Well, cultural. There's an old tree hanging off the side of the road.
Speaking of speed limits, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I was in Florida last week, right? So I'm at the Waldorf Astoria in Orlando. Mm-hmm. Beautiful hotel. Over the top, spectacular. Beautiful golf course. Greens are impeccable.
Here comes the tangent. I mean,
again with the greens.
No, no,
you
no.
heard that?
Guess what the speed limit is? The speed limit is driving into the hotel. I've never seen the speed limit marked like this. How much is it?
5, 10.
14 miles an hour. Where did they get 14?
I'm sure someone did some kind of research.
How did you get 14 miles an hour?
There is actually like a thing that, because I remember they did this with New York miles speed limits a couple of years ago, that like if you're driving like 5 miles per hour less than 20 miles an hour, mm-hmm. the rate of survival from getting hit by a car goes up like 90%. I don't remember what the exact really? One is, but I guarantee it's not 14. I don't know where that came from.
How's your mother doing with the toll increase? Because she goes to Brooklyn every day, right?
That's right. She's a teacher.
She must be loving this.
Well, she carpools, so she doesn't pay it every day. But I heard that if you have Easy Pass and you carpool to work, there's also a discount with that.
Right. And I don't know how they do that. What do they do? It's like heat sensors? They know how many people are in the car?
No, you, I don't know. You think the bridge has heat sensors?
No, I know that. No, on your Easy Pass, there's a button. If it's just 2 or 4, you switch it over.
Really?
Yeah. There's
that must
a button.
Be new. I don't have
it's
that.
A new Easy Pass. So let's say there's one person and you go through the thing and you have like the HOV thing. Mm-hmm. It'll know that there's not more than one person in the car.
Here's your way around it. Turn the heated seats on in the car, put it on 4, and drive right through.
You always got a plan.
Always. Because, well, if I'm going to rip off anybody, I'm going to figure
See,
out how to rip off
that's
Easy
how
Pass.
You, I've never ripped off anybody in my life.
They don't deserve the money that they're going to get from this. Not even if you have Easy Pass, it's not going to be $19. It's going to be $12.24. Mm-hmm. That's still a ripoff.
You know, if Sonny Corleone had Easy Pass, he still would have been here today.
Go ahead. Just explain that one.
What? In The Godfather, if Sonny didn't have to stop and pay the toll, if he had Easy Pass, he still would have been alive.
There you go. Wow.
But he got whacked at the booth, you know?
That's when the booth had the change.
That's another thing. All the people, they raise the bridge, mm-hmm. and they fire all the toll collectors.
Yep.
What kind of BS is that?
Who's in charge? Like, whose decision was all of this?
What? Your governor.
Cuomo, right?
Yeah.
He's a moron.
Oh, whoa. Wow, those Strong are powerful words.
You're ripping off hardworking people that break their ass to go to work every day.
And what's now with this congestion thing in the city? How uh-huh. is this working? What street does it start?
East 60th.
If it's over 60th Street, there's no congestion, right?
Yeah, anything under 60th. If you enter anywhere under.
So in other words, the working class
yes.
that works in Manhattan mm-hmm. and not the people that work uptown
yes.
right.
that live there, they're okay. They don't have to pay this. But Joey Scottole, like mm-hmm. me and you, we have to pay this. It used to cost me $6 to get from the station to Broadway in the cab, okay? Now it's like 11 at midnight where there's no congestion, all right? So now I'm paying double. This is no baloney. I'm in the cab a couple of nights ago, and I'm talking to this guy, and the guy was about to cry. This is serious, okay?
This
he goes, I've been a cab driver for 27 years. He goes, I'm quitting my job next week. I'm turning it in. I can't do it anymore. I can't make any more money. For one, all the Mama Lukes are using Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For two, with the congestion pricing, he goes, my business is literally in half. Nobody's taking the cabs anymore because it's too much money. And it's killing these people. Back when he said he bought a medallion for his cab, you know what the medallions are, right?
They were a lot of money.
$1 million. You can get a medallion now for a cab for $100,000. What does that tell you? What does that tell you, Mayor? What's his name?
Cuomo.
No, the mayor.
Oh, I don't know. Well, who's the mayor?
De Blasio.
He's a moron, too.
Oh, brother.
They're two morons.
Brother.
So what do you think's happening here? Why is everybody getting priced out?
It's the middle. They want the middle class to pay up. They're ruining this city, and they're chasing people out of this city day to day to day. People are getting out of here.
That's what I was just going to say. They want us
gone. People are getting out of here.
So what do you do? Where do we go?
We leave.
We're locked in. I'm locked in.
I'm not.
I'm locked in. I can't go.
Where do you think I should move with Stephanie when we get married?
Wherever she wants, because that's how it's going to be for you.
Tottenville.
Yeah, okay.
She runs your life. I don't even know her. I know she runs her life.
She don't remember.
I saw you on Instagram yesterday with the picture. You're like a little... He's like a little Mama Luke. Did you see the Instagram picture with him? What was that post you put up on the beach? What was that about?
That was from Naples, Florida last year. Joe, I got to show my love for her on Instagram.
Come on, be a man.
That is being a man.
No, it's...
What do you want me to do?
Oh, look at you.
What do you want me to do? Beat her?
You know, I have a whole different perspective about you. I thought you were your street guy.
I am, but at the same time, that's my princess. Oh my God,
man.
He's speechless. What do you want me to do? Let me ask you, do you want me to cheat on her, beat her, or
what? I don't want you to do, I'm talking about that.
So what is it?
But,
I can't show love?
What is with you, man? I got to toughen this guy up. I'm getting nauseous just with him talking about that.
This is the guy who my mother ran into in Home Goods as he was following his wife around, holding clocks and bird cages
Goods. We were looking at dog sweaters.
You see what I mean?
We were looking at dog sweaters.
And he tells me an Instagram post is bad. I'm not looking for dog sweaters yet.
Oh, that's coming.
I know it is.
That's coming. No, I met you. I met your wife, your girlfriend.
Yes, you did.
I didn't meet her. I saw her
on the side of the street when we went
at the Columbus Day Parade. She was crying, looking at you like you were the Jesus Christ coming down Fifth Avenue. You had to see it. I was looking at her. I said, what's wrong with this girl? I thought she was having like a coronary attack. And she's looking at him like, he's made it. Look, he's coming up Fifth Avenue.
My baby.
My baby has made it. And I'm saying, somebody get this girl a box of Kleenex or something.
It's because if you show love, you get it back.
Oh, man.
You weren't like that when you were young, Joe.
You get out of here. Stop now.
Go ahead. Tell us what you were like then.
What?
What were you like? What were you, a player? Were you a doorknob? Everybody got a turn?
What? Wow. Oh, listen to you.
I think you struck a chord here.
Well, I don't care. I couldn't care less. But I'm just looking at those. Pump up your Instagram.
Okay.
Right now. Mm-hmm. I want to see that stuff.
I'm passing by.
Tea now. No more coffee.
While I'm pulling that up, I think we should give a shout out. I hope he hears this. To Pazzo5 on Instagram.
Oh, you like him.
I mean, this guy.
Is that his name?
Yeah, it's Pazzo. He always changes it because he keeps getting deleted.
Yeah, he keeps getting deleted.
Pazzo54 he is right now.
I love that guy.
Joe, his name is. I think he's a construction worker.
Yeah, Pazzo54. That's his Instagram. He's going to get a million subscribers now.
This guy posts the crazy. I cannot even describe one thing to you on this guy's Instagram.
Did you see the one he put up yesterday with the guy getting electrocuted?
Yeah.
I love that one.
I mean, he posts videos of people getting sawed in half, drunk women peeing on the subway.
Stop, be nice.
No, it's good stuff.
This is like a family show, too.
Well, they can fast forward through that part.
Wow. He's rough, man.
It's some crazy stuff here. There's always a fight. And then I love it because then he'll post something like,
his dog.
Out to eat with my family, and he's having burrata with the whole family.
Yeah, I know. He's a funny guy. You friends with him, Lou?
No.
We're making this guy an Instagram sensation.
He's crazy. We discovered him. That's what it is then.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you want to, what's your Instagram handle, Ant? What is this?
Did he call me Aunt Elaine?
Aunt. I said Aunt.
Intern Anthony.
Intern Anthony. Mine is Real Joe Causey. I want you to go to Intern Anthony's. This is like a Hallmark card. Look at this.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful picture.
What did you write here? This post is doing better than 90% of
your
posts.
That's
Intern Anthony. Can't wait for another summer with you.
And a wink at the end.
Ugh. What else do you got?
I want to make her feel good.
Oh, look at this one. Is this her?
No,
is that her?
No, that's a video that was all over the news last week.
I thought that was her.
Yeah, that's a model.
Here's another one. Look at this at the Met game. You know what's on my Instagram?
Your dog.
Your dog.
Yeah. I'm gonna show you right now. Let me get to my Instagram. I got my dog and his hairdresser. My cop of the week. You know.
Every time you post one of those, I think that cop is dead.
Yeah, those are a little. You gotta.
Well, you have to read
spice
my post.
Them up a little
if bit. You don't read the post, you assume that cop was killed.
It's like remembering. No, I'm highlighting. I'm showcasing the. Oh, this is a boomerang of you kissing your girlfriend. Look at this. It's like the kisses keep coming on and. Oh my God!
But Joe,
oh, here's another one.
Don't you think that your wife might want that on Instagram with you and her?
I keep my personal light on. Oh, this is you and Elmo. Oh, very nice. I like that.
That's the voice impression video.
What does your father say about this? Because your father's a rough guy. He's a street guy.
Yeah, but he loves my girlfriend.
He's a longshoreman.
Yes, but he loves my girlfriend. He thinks it's cute.
He does?
Can we get your wife on the phone?
No.
Why not?
Because you can't.
Lou, do you have her number?
Yeah, yeah. But he just said everything's personal.
That's
so
right. I'm like Scott Shannon.
She's
allowed
to speak.
I'm like the Green Hornet. I'm like Scott. No one knows me.
But how are we going to get to know you?
I
want to
know if she would like that.
You can't. There's certain things about the life of BOJC that you'll never know.
BOJC, Brooklyn's own Joe Causey. Very good. I like that.
So what's up? What else?
Well, I have a couple of updates for you.
Like?
So the last podcast really expanded to other places in the world.
Oh.
So where are we now?
We're in Canada. 10 people from Canada listening.
I love Canadians.
6 from Brazil.
Wow. Ooh.
Brazil's rough.
Yeah,
you know.
5 from the Netherlands. 4 from the United Kingdom. And then a bunch of other places. Greece, Germany, Australia.
In the UK?
Argentina, yeah.
Over the pond?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're worldwide.
Yeah. So. I know. We're like Pitbull.
Mr. 305, Brooklyn's own Joe calls it Dolly.
Yeah. Roomba. Any other countries? Anybody in Italy?
No Italy. No.
How?
You would think.
How could that
be? That's bull. I got people in Italy. I guarantee you by the time that this podcast airs.
Do you have people that live in it, like relatives live in Italy?
Yes. They will.
What
will
part of Italy are you from?
Mola.
Oh, you're from Naples.
Bari.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, Bari's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not Italian.
You're Sicilian.
That's right.
It's another country.
That's right. We're not even connected.
I guarantee you. You put your family together, I'll put my family together, and my girlfriend's family together. We'll have...
Which families are you talking about?
Not the organized crime ones. The ones that live in Italy.
That, I take offense to that.
Why?
It's demeaning. That's not what I'm about.
Okay.
Okay? Wait till Jim Ryan hears this.
Yeah.
There goes the raise.
He would have stopped listening about 10 minutes ago.
Anyway. Yeah.
You think he would?
What is this garbage?
As soon as you said that you golf, I think Jim Ryan would have turned this
one
off.
I'm very excited about this. I'm going for the whole gamut now.
What's a gamut?
I want to absorb myself in the world of golf. You got to see me. I got my big screen set up. I'm playing Tiger Woods on my Xbox. I'm into this now
in a big way. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're not playing in real life?
No, I'm playing in real life. This is off time. When I come home at night, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll hit the front nine. I'll do
hit a couple of putts
in the living room. Yeah,
that just doesn't sound right.
Yeah,
what? I'll come home in the middle of the night.
I'll come home,
do my front nine.
Well, I get home at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know,
and you get the ball right in the hole.
We all should go golfing.
No,
why?
I'm not doing that.
That would be awesome.
I don't think I've ever... The closest I've ever been to golfing was across
Nellie
the street.
Nellie Bly?
No. Yes. I've been to the mini golf in Nellie Bly, but...
People are going, what's Nellie Bly?
Yeah.
You know?
The only way that you know it is if you've ever gotten a tetanus shot. You probably got it because you went to Nellie Bly for the day.
Don't talk about the neighborhood. I lived right around the corner from Nellie Bly.
You did it was nice.
It's still nice. Nellie Bly's nice.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, I saw it because I go right next door to the dealership.
What dealership?
Mercedes.
Oh, yeah, from Mercedes.
You know,
Lou,
I have a Mercedes.
Do you have a Mercedes?
I do not.
Joe Causey, do you have a Mercedes? I do not. Auntie, do you have a Mercedes?
I do.
Wow. Intern? Yeah, I'm not an organized crime. Okay. All right, okay.
Joe, do you have any other bills besides a car payment right now?
I have tons of bills.
Exactly. Lou, do you have any bills besides for a car payment
just
right now?
Just a few.
Okay,
yeah.
See? I don't have to worry about anything yet. So
but
why not do it right?
But you're an intern.
Yes.
Interns make pistachio nuts as cash.
Right, and I'm only paying one bill, so that one pistachio
But that one
nut,
bill is $1,000 a month.
Bull.
And what's your insurance on that card? You just racked up the car a couple of months ago.
Yep, they raised me for that.
And what is it now? What are you paying now a
five
year?
Five something a month. Yeah.
Month, man. Mm-hmm. So you got cash. You got cash. You're going out, taking your girlfriend to the islands.
I'm not taking her to islands.
That's what I see on your Instagram.
That was on a family vacation.
Oh, you go with her family away?
Both. She'll come with mine. I'll go with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, you say this about the Mercedes. Yeah. Yeah, I had, you know Kane from 92.3 Alt?
Never met him.
Okay. Well, he has a Jeep. He pays $5-something a month for his Jeep.
Well, he went to the wrong place.
I pay $390 for my Mercedes. Okay?
You got it going on.
It's not a lot.
You got it. I understand. I mean, and you drive to work.
Yes. Which I have to stop doing because the mileage from Staten Island is killing me.
Oh, yeah. What is it? 12 miles?
Yeah. But twice a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So don't go back and forth to Brooklyn every weekend. You know, let your girlfriend come into you.
She does, but okay. I'm let my girlfriend come into me. Yeah, easy. Man. You're really on a roll today.
I'm on a roll. And you went to the wrong dealership. You should have went to see my buddies at Sansone.
Here we go.
Oh, we won't go.
Yeah, no, right. But Nellie Bly is, it's seen better days.
Mm-hmm.
I take the kids there. I went.
Yeah, but it's historic. I can't wait to take my grandkids.
It needs
there.
A little work.
Yeah.
It needs a little work.
Yeah, but it's a part of history.
No,
it is.
What was the place on, like, by King's Plaza? There used to be a place over there, too.
Kids in Action, Funtime USA, something like that.
Yeah,
something
Funtime.
Like that, right?
Funtime USA.
The laser tag over there.
Yeah, it was on the second floor.
Storage place.
Yes, it is. That's unbelievable.
Things change.
I know, but...
Pony Island's still there.
You got to go give a visit to Nellie Bly. It is not the crazy bus Nellie Bly that used to be there. That was the best
ride
in
there. Is the thing
there
with the boats still there?
Probably.
Yeah. They added a Ferris wheel.
No.
Yeah, they added a Ferris wheel.
Didn't they have like an animal thing there, too?
Yeah, that's gone. Long gone.
Yeah, they all died.
Yeah, they didn't treat that good.
It's hard to keep a sheep going in Brooklyn.
You know what I never...
Especially around Easter time. Yeah. They want to make gabut sells, yeah, you know?
The llamas don't do well.
You eat gabut sell, don't you? Love that.
That's where they farm them at Nellie Bly?
Yes. In the back of the Mercedes dealership, there's a pasture back there, and they raise the sheep. And then come right after Palm Sunday, Abunamari lambs, they're all done. There's gabut cells all over Bensonhurst going on.
Boy, I'm getting weird flashbacks right now of Nellie Bly. Do you remember that sketchy train ride that would go through Nellie Bly, but then it went like to the back of it, and it was the back of a house? And it's
still there.
Yeah?
Very weird.
But it was weird. Yeah. I remember as a kid thinking, this is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ross Britton lived there.
Yes. Nobody listening knows who Ross Britton is.
Yes, that's where he lived. When he moved back from Philadelphia, that's where he lived. Off the Bell Park.
Inside joke, people. Inside joke.
Ross Britton.
Well, he rented it from Mike Francesa first, and then he was there.
Let me put into terms for people who don't know who Ross Britton is.
Yeah.
Ross Britton is part of the Walmart Big Show, which means that when Scott Shannon and Patty Steele take off,
they get the discounted version.
Yes, it's the Walmart version of the Big Show. It's Ross Britton, Aaron Willett, and Sue Aller.
The Walmart version.
Sue Aller can't take any days off, but Ross Britton and Aaron Willett.
Does she drive in every day?
Yeah.
See, you're
maybe
with the bigwigs, man. You're with the bigwigs. You could do what you want to do.
I got to set the miles back, but we'll talk about that.
You can't.
No,
do
I'm kidding.
That.
I can't do that.
How could you say that?
I'm just kidding. I don't know how to do that.
I know a guy in Highland Boulevard that'll do that for like $80. He'll take care of that for you.
All right. You know what? I'll tell you what. We'll talk off the air about that right now. Let's shut the microphones. That's going
to
do
it. Listen, everybody. I know it's rough out there with those tolls, but we're going to do our best to bring them down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got to do something. We have to group together because this has got to out of control.
How? You're going to be golfing. He's going to be with his girlfriend.
Yeah, but I'll be golfing on Staten Island, so I won't be paying the toll.
Nothing's going to happen.
It may happen. It may come down.
Let's
never
block
know.
Off the bridge for a day.
That before we go, you know that bridge was supposed to be for free after it was paid?
I ain't for free for now.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
And they just keep banging
Boom.
Us. Banging us.
Aren't there two people like in the concrete that fell?
I heard that.
Yeah.
Too.
That's just a rumor. That's what John Travolta said in Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, but it's fake. You can look
I believe
up.
Johnny. Sure. No, it's true.
You believe John Travolta in the movie
I believe everything in Saturday Night Fever. That's my life. That's my life's Bible.
It's the Guido Bible.
That's right. That's
Joe,
my Bible.
Joe, we got to get out of here.
I eat pizza because he ate pizza like that. That's how I eat my pizza.
All right. Eat your pizza like that. Have your $20
I
toll.
Won't walk down 86 without a paint can in my hand.
I'm intern Anthony from the all-new 1027.
And I'm Brooklyn Zone Joe Causey. We will check you out next time on the Brooklyn Zone podcast. On behalf of myself, intern Anthony, and the legendary Louie Louie, have a great week. And we'll see you next time on the Brooklyn Zone podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.